Waccamaw Valley Authority's third annual Valley of Lights exhibition kicks off at the start of December and will be sure to delight residents young and old with its dozens of illuminated displays. The event starts on Friday, December 1, runs until Sunday, December 31, and is open Thursday to Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m., including on Christmas Day. Viewers are asked to donate $10 per passenger vehicle. All funds raised support the upkeep and operations of the park's 200 hectares, 500 acres, of recreational and natural spaces. More than 10,000 people visited the Christmas light show last December, which featured over 100,000 LED lights, including a new 17-foot-tall moose, in a drive-through format in Lorne Calvert Campground. The $10 donation entitles families to drive around the lighted loop as many times as they want. General Manager Donna McCary Bai said she was excited about this year's exhibition because the nonprofit conservation group had expanded the driving loop so attendees could see more things and added more displays for a bigger wow factor. Furthermore, organizers are looking at creating a station where people can take photos with family and friends. It's a great way to spread Christmas cheer and give families something to do, especially with people coming in from out of town, she continued. With a laugh, McCary Bai said the organization had lost count of the number of LED lights its staff has strung throughout the valley but knew the number easily eclipsed 100,000. Meanwhile, employees had decorated nearly 100 trees and added many more candy cane ornaments to the loop. As part of this year's festivities, the Moose Jaw Choir will perform on Saturday, December 9 and add Christmas carol serenades to the magical winter wonderland atmosphere. On Saturday, December 16 and Saturday, December 23, Tracy and Blaine Brickford with Prairie Percherons will offer wagon rides. The cost is $20 per family of 5 people and people must register with the Valley Authority ahead of time by calling 306-692-2717. On Sunday, December 17, that famous green-faced Whoville resident, the Grinch, will be on hand for pictures. Also that day, the Valley Authority is teaming up with the Moose Jaw Kinsmen Club to raise funds for cystic fibrosis. Lastly, on Saturday, December 23, the jolly old elf himself, Santa Claus, will bring his friendly ho-ho-ho character to the valley and spend time with children of all ages. McCary Bai encouraged people to watch the Waccamaw Valley Authority's Facebook page for more announcements and potential changes. In response to some providers blocking access to Canadian news on their platforms, our website, moosejawtoday.com, will continue to be your source for hyper-local Moose Jaw news. Bookmark moosejawtoday.com and sign up for our free online newsletter to read the latest local developments.